rejoice for thee, O God of Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn when you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness.
Amen.
Amen.
Son of David. Still you remain Lord over all the earth, and in all these turbulent and chaotic times, you are fulfilling your purpose of placing all your enemies under your feet. We confess that we do not always trust in your governance over history, and therefore we don't consistently reflect your holiness. Frequently we hate our neighbors in our hearts if they happen to hold different political views. We don't try to put the best construction on our political adversaries' intentions, instead slandering them with the worst possible motivations. We hate in our hearts those who advocate a different path towards justice. When their side wins, we bear a grudge for every perceived slight and wait for the day when our side will win to take vengeance. Sometimes we silently hide your word out of fear, embarrassment, or distrust, instead of reproving our neighbors when they transgress or blaspheme your word, thereby incurring both their sins and our own. When we do speak up at all, too often it is in slogans, bumper stickers, and animosity, instead of a heartfelt endeavor to understand their reasoning and offer an alternate defense for the hope that is within us. In short, because we don't trust your guidance over history, we fail to love you. Failing to keep your word by failing to love our neighbors as ourselves. Yet we thank you that our failure is not the end of our story. Thank you, dear Lord, that you sent us messengers of hope, ambassadors of Christ bearing your good news. Thank you for your gospel, for your Son, for your propitiation, for your great and merciful high priest who tabernacled among us in order to bear not just our sins, but the sins of the whole world. Lord, we pray that you would empower us to emulate your ambassador of old, the great Apostle Paul. In our daily lives and interactions, may we speak not to please man, but to please you, since you have also entrusted us to be your ambassadors, declaring boldly your message of reconciliation. Though we may be shamefully treated, grant us your courage to declare the gospel in spite of great opposition. Help us to declare your word clearly, not in flattery or pretext, and let us do so gently, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. Send your spirit overflowing from our hearts that we may care for our neighbors so deeply that we endeavor to share not just the gospel, but our own selves. Shine forth your likeness in us, making us holy as you are, that we may reflect the one who endured all to give himself for us. Strengthen Dennis as he ministers to his brother, Norma as she ministers to her father, and Gary as he cares for his sister. And give Cian wisdom as she deals how to care with her brother. Let them and us all reflect the image of our great high priest. It is in his name, and to the glory of the Father, and by the power of the Spirit, that we rise to pray the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Thank you.
partake of our peace offering, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Father, we give you thanks for the blood that's poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed and refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love one toward another. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.